As they were speaking to the people, the priest and the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees came up to them. Being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in prison until the next day. For it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the message believed. And the number of the men came to be about 5,000. On the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes were gathered together in Jerusalem. And Annas the high priest was there, and Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and all placed them in the center. They began to inquire, by what power or in what name have you done this? And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers and elders of the people, if we are trial today for a benefit done to a sick man, as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom God raised from the dead, by this name this man stands here before you in good health. He is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, but which became the chief cornerstone. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven that has been given among mankind by which we must be saved. Confidence of Peter and John, and understood that they were uneducated and untrained men. They were amazed and began to recognize them as having been with Jesus. And seeing a man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer. Saying, what are we to do with this?
has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem. And we cannot deny it, but so that it will not spread any further among the people, let's warn them not to speak any longer to any person in this name. And when they had summoned them, they commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you rather than to God, make your own judgment. For we cannot stop speaking about what we have seen and heard. When they had threatened them further, they let them go. Finding no basis on which to punish them on account of the people, because they were all glorifying God for what had happened. For the man on whom this miracle of healing had been performed was more than 40 years old. When they had been released, they went to their own companions and reported everything that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. And when they heard, they raised their voices to God with one mind and said, Lord, it is you who made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything that is in them, who by the Holy Spirit through and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For truly in this city there were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the peoples of Israel, to do whatever your hand and purpose predestined to occur.
and not one of them claimed that anything belonging to him was his own. But all things were common property to them. And with great power, the apostles were giving testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And abundant grace was upon them all.
For there was not a needy person among them. For all who were owners of land or houses would sell them and bring the proceeds.
He sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet.